Irvine, the Stoat. Once upon a time there was a stoat named Irvine who lived in a semi-enchanted forest on the outskirts of Toronto. Irvine was a rather gregarious sort of stoat who loved to hang out chatting amicably with the other animals in the forest, kidding and joshing around and just generally having a laugh. He was popular and generally pretty well liked. But Irvine had a dark secret. Irvine, contrary to the previous paragraph, was not a stoat at all, but an ermine. The truth was, he was dyeing his fur. Every week he purchased a package of Clairol Nice and Easy Natural Dark Brown No. 120, and dyed the fur on his back till he was possessed of a natural-looking, stoat-like coat, instead of the bright white coat of an ermine. In this way he was able, for some years, to pass himself off as a stoat. Then, one Christmas, the drugstore where Irvine surreptitiously bought his hair coloring suddenly ran out. For some reason, more than the usual number of people dyed their hair natural dark brown that year. Irvine was in a panic. Surely, S-U-R-E-L-Y, he would be found out. What could he do? Then it occurred to him that he lived in a semi-enchanted forest, and that there had to be a little bit of magic hanging around somewhere in there that could be useful to him in his present predicament. And there was. Irvine stumbled across a magical moss-covered rock that clouded the minds of the other animals so that they believed whatever it was that he told them. From that day on, he carried it around in his pocket, and it worked perfectly, as long as he remembered to say, "I am Irvine, and I am a real bona fide stoat, and not an ermine at all," whenever he met someone. It was kind of a pain, but he saved a small fortune on hair dye.